There
All right. Well,
you
welcome to the Master Heart family. And it's great to see all of your shining faces and the halos above your head and angelic, all kinds of wonderful things happening that, our Master Heart family. And in fact, I just ordered for some of you who requested to get your trophy. And so we have a trophy, the Master Heart family trophy.
Oh,
So
yeah.
for those of you that did order and weren't live with us in Tampa, that I ordered for those of you that requested it. And still, if you do want one, I can order more. And it's personally engraved, so it takes a couple of weeks, but those will be mailed out to you. I got a box right here with a bunch of trophies there. So if you're, we're all members of the Master Heart family. In fact, some people have asked me, oh, can I invite other people? And you bet, this is for the world, that this is to uplift, inspire each other and everyone that we know, and beyond the people that we know. And it's really incredible on the ripple effect. It's more like a gigantic ocean wave effect that all of us are having, because we're sharing our miracles, and we're inviting magical. Today we're going to invite Archangel Gabriel in, and Gabriel is the master at communication, and that we each will be and are by the time you're done here today. You'll be an angel of communication. And all you need to do is believe that. And that it's as easy as that, us asking and allowing it in. And so it's just beautiful. And it's great to see all of you. And what we always do in the beginning is we share our miracles that have been happening with us and share good news. And is there's way more better news, good news, wanted news than not. Except that we have the media and social media and whatever that that typically about 80% of the time focuses on the unwanted, and that's what they get. But we focus on the wanted. So what's the good news, folks? Hello,
That's
everybody.
the
And
good news.
what do you ha yeah hey Stephen, what's the good news, man?
Oh, how's everybody doing today? Doing
We're
good?
doing great.
Of
Yeah,
course you are. Of course you are. Good news. Went back playing at the spa yesterday. It was kind of fun to get back in there and, work out a little bit and help some people out. And they were excited to see me and excited to see them, which was good. And just so happened, I got invited to an off-road race this weekend down
cool.
in Vegas. So I'm gonna go see some off-road racing. Should be
Oh, awesome.
fantastic. Miracle for free, Love it.
This world is so, it's just abundance everywhere. And for us to, look at that and to be looking for it. And way to be allowing, Stephen, is, you've allowed now good health in your life, a quick recovery after a major operation. And it's just all fun, it's just like,
Life is
man,
good.
I love it. Now you get an off-road race and something that you enjoy and
It's
want. And
beautiful.
in this world, there's plenty of everything, and there's plenty of free, there's plenty of money to pay, that it's all a matter. It's really a state of consciousness. Your wealth is a state of consciousness. And so to realize that and understand and how to do that is to just look like Stephen is on just look for the one of the things that are happening for you. And so, Stephen could be in a big, huge pity party. I had a heart attack, I'm not good and everything. And he decided, I'm just not going to do that. That my right ankle, I broke my leg, and blah blah blah. Long story, and so now I have some pain in it. And yesterday I was on a plane, and I just decided, you know what? I'm done with this pain. And so I just allowed, and I said, you know what? I want to feel good down my legs. And within a minute, I was feeling great in my legs. And it's like literally, we have the power to do all things with God. And so for us to realize that, and Stephen, you're just an example of that. It's an abundant world. Yeah. Just look around, walk outside and look at the sky and how much air there is. Nobody's ever said, "Hey, quit breathing all the darn air."
It did
You're
snow. It's a
breathing
little cold
my
out
air
here, but it's
for.
great air.
Nobody said, "Don't be taking that sunshine now."
Right.
And we're all sunshine, and we got sunshine right in our hearts, don't we?
Absolutely.
That's beautiful, Steve. Well, congratulations. Some way to live the abundant life that we can live whatever life we want. We get to
Easy
choose.
money, easy life.
Yeah, easy money, easy life. Love that. I happen to have that. Yeah. Good, good. Other good things going on.
I'd like to share something.
Hey, Martha.
Hi, Dr. Hank. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
So one thing that I've noticed since starting your program is just being aware of how much I think about what I don't want and replacing it with what I do want. And it does feel like a workout sometimes. But as a result of that, I'm noticing, I'm getting a little teary-eyed. I'm noticing how good I feel. I was in the elevator the other day and thinking good thoughts, and I just started dancing. I was by myself. I started doing a little dance by myself. Easy money, easy life. So I am just so grateful for the awareness and what I'm doing. So
The
thank you.
awareness.
It's a great
You know,
awareness.
you're welcome, Martha. And gosh, that puts a tear in my eye to hear you say that. The first time I spoke with Martha, she was about, "Hey, I'm, suspicious, and I'm, going to be this way and that way." And she wasn't very much fun on the phone, quite frankly.
Sorry.
No, not sorry at all, was the contrast. And so I realized right away, wow, we didn't change all this. You didn't change your perspective. It changed your life. And you have, Martha. You stood up. You said, "You know what? That I've had enough of the life I've been living. And I'm not going to be skeptical anymore. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I wonder if it's going to be good. I'm going to put my toe in the water." No, you jumped all the way in. You jumped right in into the river of life. And now you're just cooking and you're, knocking on doors, you're showing up that and for you to do a dance in the elevator, really, from where you've been, it's like night and day, yeah. And so for all of us, in fact, speaking of dancing, Joey was telling me earlier today that he wasn't singing today. And I said, "Well, great. Why don't you do a little dancing then?" So Joey is singing today. He's going to be dancing while we're singing, right, Joey?
Your mic isn't working again, Dr. Hank.
Actually, that's a good one, Joey. And yeah, it's not working. That, think to yourself, are your ears listening? That we're so the committee has us so busy on what we're gonna say. And it's not about what we're saying, it's about what they're saying to us. What we're being shared with, the words they use, the thoughts they're giving us, whether it be the divine or other people, all these beings, if you will. And are we really listening? Or are we concerned about thinking about what am I going to say next? Forget that. And Archangel Gabriel today will give you the words. So you don't have to be concerned anymore about what you're going to say. Like I never, like for example, this us being together, I don't, plan this out and this is how it's going to be. But I first of all, I asked. And so a few days ago, I asked, who wants to show up with the Master Heart family? Who do we need this week? Who do we want this week? And Gabrielle said, "Hey, communication." And more focus though on receiving communication. So you'll be an angel on receiving communication and really not just listening to people, but hearing them and being touched in your mind and your heart by them. And when you are, they feel that. And then your response, just let Archangel Gabriel, let God answer. And you'll have the perfect words. You'll have the perfect way to connect with everyone, everybody. and everything. And that's the power that we have. We could call on these resources, you know? And so we don't need to figure it out anymore. The battle's over, folks. Battle's over. We don't need to work hard. We don't need to sacrifice. We don't have any more shoulds. I got to do this. I should be doing this. No, I'm just going to go where it feels best. And then the heavens will part. So fantastic. Thank you, Martha. And Martha mentioned also about, you know, well, it's almost like a workout. And so for those of you that do work out, you know, at a gym, whatever, I would recommend that you change that word, you know, how important it is. Like instead of going to work, you're going to go play. Okay. And it just, it makes everything a lot easier. But work out, play in. So I'm going to play. And it's all about me, what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. So look at it as play and you'll love it. The other thing, Martha, instead of, you don't want this to be a job, okay? That, so you don't have to pay attention to your thoughts, just pay attention to how you feel. When you feel bad, you're not thinking about this the way God is. When you feel good, then now you're on your lighted path, okay?
Got it, thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Who else has wonderful things to share? The miracles.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
How are you?
Great. So nice to have you.
Thank you. I have something just cool to share, just, you know, showing the power of your thoughts and the committee and all that. So my kids had winter break again, and we took them to Florida again. And flights were okay this time, but they had this rock climbing wall at the hotel, and it was really tall, steep, not even a wall, like a tower with no slant, really tall, steep, and they wanted to do it. And you know, my daughter's fearless. She did it the first time, no problem. Both boys, 6 and 8, you know, they struggled the first time. I'm scared, I don't want to do it. I'm like, come on, you can do it. I'm like, you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. And they both ended up doing it, and they're like, what about you, mom? I'm like, how can I teach them to go after their hopes and dreams? Not that this is their hope and dream, but, you know, teach them this lesson and not do it myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, no adults were doing this. It was all kids. It was terrifying. So I said, all right, I'm going to do it. And I went the first time and I got maybe a quarter of the way up and I was like, I can't do it. I'm not overweight, but out of shape, you know, old. All these thoughts were going through my head. What the hell do I think I'm doing? I've never rock climbed before. I looked down, my arms were shaking. I'm like, I can't. I just let go. And then as I hit the ground, I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. I can do this. Screw this. I'm doing this. The guy's like, are you sure? I'm like, just give me a second. Got back in and I did it. I made it the whole way up. You ring the bell at the top. Arms were shaking. I'll show you a picture.
But awesome.
I mean, it's a small feat, but I can't believe that I did it. My kids were so proud. I mean, I don't know if you could see it.
It's really scary.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So I got this up and I rang the bell and I was like, you know what? The committee was telling me that I couldn't do it.
That's right.
Just thoughts. None of that was true. It was just thoughts.
My little guy
gets it. He's very spiritual. We're not that religious, but he's just born this way. My 6-year-old, he said, Mom, God told me I could do it. The devil told me I couldn't. And I'm like, goodness. And that's all. He was born like that. But
Your little boy knows. And I just love that, you know, if you think you can, you can.
Yeah.
And just be on that road. That's the only road you need. It's just the committee. And Carrie, you explained it so beautifully on that. You know, you were just climbing up. That's all you were doing. But the committee was working away and, oh, look at this. And, you know, I don't have this. And I'm this way and everything. And I can be any way I want to. And so you just prove that to yourself and to your kids. And what an example that, you know, you stood up. You showed up. You decided to. That's why, you know, like people will share with me like, oh, this is a cliff I have to fly off. And I said, you bet. And the cool thing is, you got wings. You're going to soar, baby. You're going to soar. You're going to be freer than you've ever felt. And that you feel so good. Hey, Carrie, that's just so wonderful. That's great. Yeah, and so when you say, oh, you know, our family is very religious, forget all that, that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. And so, and we do that in different ways. And whatever religion any of us are, it's because we were brought up in it. You know, you weren't, it wasn't within you, if you will. And so it's just about knowing it's again that the kingdom is within us, and so it's this relationship that we have. And you went to your higher power, to your higher self, and so that is, if you will, God. And that's all I need to do when I go to my higher power, that I can flow and enjoy and live my life the way that God wants me to, the way that my soul wants me to. You know, and so we're here for more freedom, and you gave yourself freedom to free yourself from the committee. It wasn't just about climbing up there and ringing a bell. The bell you rang is the committee is gone, and I now have taken over my higher power. I'm not going to listen to that anymore, that chattering little thing trying to keep me from what I want to be, do, and have. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yay. I love that. Great. Who else wants to share? What are some goodies? Come on. Let's inspire each other, uplift each other. Come to us as children. Get rid of that damn ego.
Dr. Hank, can you hear me? It's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Hi. Yes, we can.
Hi. So I thought I would tell the story. I know I told you. So I've been going through health challenges last year, and I'm, you know, completely cancer-free now and doing great. But I have to get this injection every 3 weeks, and I was so nauseous from it. It was worse than chemo. And I thought, oh my gosh, I was like fighting against it, and I was taking different medications and just having this like miserable experience in relation to it. And I was managing it, you know, kind of getting somewhere with medication, but it was challenging. And then I was driving one day and I just thought, I'm going to pray about it and I'm going to be done being nauseous and I'm going to feel great. And ever since that day, I felt great. So I just put my mind to it and asked for it, and it happened. It was this very tangible physical healing that I got.
Yeah. You know, that's so beautiful, Ashley, and you are just amazing. And what Ashley has gone through in the last year and a half is lots of contrast. And when we hooked up together, that, you know, she was basically in a pity party and thinking this cancer, you know, took her over, and this sickness and this illness. And then she realized that she can overcome that. And within the first couple of times we were together, she realized, I don't have cancer anymore. And see, it's that belief.
Mm-hmm.
You can overcome anything.
Yep.
and then Ashley goes, she not only, you know, goes beyond that. Let me see, my little thing is twirling here. So let me get out of it. But she not only has... I got a thing going. I'm entering the room, it says. But you guys have me in the room, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because it says I'm entering the room, and so let's see. So anyways, sorry, this is getting in my way of the screen and everything. So Ashley, she not only decided she was going to overcome the C word, if you will, and she was going to take control of her life and her health. But now she is just going, she texted me the other day. She said, I have so much business that they're just coming out of the blue. You know, clients from everywhere, people, referrals, like just, you know, magic is happening. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, That's how great this is. And that's why the contrast, whether we get sick, whether we, you know, have no money, whether we have bad relationships, it's all a blessing. It's all to take us to this better place. And so, Ashley, are you in a better place than you've ever been in your entire life?
Absolutely. And I had that, you know, what's funny is looking back, I had that whisper of a thought when it started, but I was so just burdened by the committee that I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because all these other things brought me here, and my life is so much better. I'm a stronger person. I'm happy, and I know how to have fun now. And that's everything. So.
Yeah. And even as a kid, right? You didn't really have too much fun. Everything was pretty serious.
I was very serious. I was very burdened as a child, and, you know, just by family challenges. And I was very proud of that fact, even in my 20s. I'm 33 now. But even in my 20s, I was so proud of the fact that I could work harder than everyone else and, like, not have fun. Which is okay. I have a good work ethic. There's nothing wrong with that. But in my 30s, I'm like, I'm actually having a good time and doing things that I love. And also being, you know, I'm ramping up. I'm a realtor, so everything is kind of about momentum. And I'm ramping up to have more momentum than I've ever had in my business. So life is good.
Yeah, life is great, isn't it? Yeah, and you're great, and just an amazing story. And we have others that have had, you know, some similar health challenges, and that we can, like Stephen, for example, you know, that we have the power to get over anything, to have anything we want. And that's why, Ashley, your testimony is, wow, you've overcome all of this, and you're happier than you were as a girl, you know, as a kid. And we get into our mind, I got to be proud that I'm really working hard, okay? And I'm not having any fun. And now she's having more fun, making more money, healthier than ever, goes to the gym all the time, doing all these things. You know, it's just incredible. Fantastic. So proud of you.
Hey, Dr. Hank, can I ask Ashley a question?
Sure.
Okay. Ashley, thank you so much for sharing your story. So how did it all start to change?
well, it got pretty low. But I have one of my best friends does weekly calls with Dr. Hank. And her and I are very similar in a lot of ways, you know, not similar in a lot of other ways. But I was very angry when that happened, and she was probably the only person in my life other than my husband that understood my anger and validated it. But she very promptly was like, I'm gonna make sure that you have time to talk to Dr. Hank every week, because you can't live here anymore. And so I started talking to Dr. Hank every week, and that I'm not kissing up because I'm on this call. Like, that was really when things started to shift. Was, you know, we had a first couple calls, you know, one or two. And then I remember on like the second or third call, I like challenged you. Like, I had all these questions all of a sudden about everything, about spirituality and the afterlife, and, you know, why I was sick. And I asked you, why do I get to get better and other people don't? And so we had just this very frank conversation about beliefs and faith. And ever since then, I knew I was going to be just fine. So that was the moment where it all started to change. And there was, you know, there was a slide of 12 to 18 months prior to that of God things that arranged it so that I would survive that challenge logistically. But the spiritual part of what saved me is so much of it resides with Dr. Hank. And there, you know, there's other positive pieces. My husband and I sit and talk about things like this all the time. But even my conversations with Dr. Hank have actually inspired conversations with my husband that have deepened our relationship too. So it's been amazing.
Beautiful, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Ashley.
Thank you for asking. I love talking about it. And it's turned into such a great testimony, right? No matter what question somebody asks me about this now, I so frequently lately hear people say that are not familiar with my story, wow, that's a great testimony. And I'm like, what? Thank you. Woo.
Yeah. And like other people that do know, like they're, oh, I'm sorry. And Ashley's going, what do you mean, sorry? This is
Yeah,
great.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. What's up, man?
It got me into this magical place, a better place than I've ever been in my life. Yeah, that is just great. So inspiring. And understand also that. So, I didn't give her any medication or, that it's all the mind. This is how powerful we are. It's all what the, as a man thinketh, so a man is. And so as we think that we become, and as we think that we be, and as we think we create, we get to call it all. We get to call it all. And when you look at all this contrast, sickness, whatever, lack of whatever it is, lack of limitation of whatever it is, it all is there to help us to turn the other way and to turn in the direction of what we do want. So we love you, Ashley, and we're so happy for you.
Beautiful.
I love you guys very much. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so cute. Beautiful.
So,
Good.
Dr. Hank, I'll share something.
Awesome, woman.
Well, oh my goodness. Like, Dr. Hank has helped me so much also. But and it's just so fun to be more aware, right, of other people's thinking. So I was talking to this sweet lady at church yesterday, and she was saying, oh, I could never get up in front of a congregation because, we speak, right? Different members of our congregation speak when we're asked. But she said, I could never do that. I even like when I was a little girl, and she went on and on and on, all the reasons why she could never get up and, bear testimony of Jesus Christ and so forth, even though she felt that in her heart. And I just was thinking, I didn't share this with her, but I was thinking later in another time, I would love to help her if she's open, but she can change all that. But in her mind, it was like, no, she said some things you just can't change. Some things are just set in stone and you can't change them. That's who you are. So I was just listening, and loving her, but
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that's so not true. We can change anything that we want, and I've attracted an amazing doctor into my business. He is exactly what I was looking for, exactly to the T. And that was all because of Dr. Hank helping me with my magical statement and, pre-paving the day, pre-paving what I want to have clarity. And so last week, I went out and I helped implement the scanner into his practice for 5 days. And I was praying every day that God would guide me and help me along the way because I wanted to do it correctly. We have a system, but I still wanted guidance. And at the end of the week, it was a beautiful experience. It wasn't perfect, and I learned a lot, but that's what this life's about, right? We're not
Exactly.
perfect,
That's
but we're
why it
getting
was
better.
perfect. It's all perfect because when the contrast comes or whatever happened that our committee judge told this wasn't perfect, it was all beautiful because it brought it to where now you're sitting with this relationship that you have not only with the doctor, the whole office, with Carolyn, it's just like remarkable. And this business opportunity, folks, will pay everybody involved more than they've ever had before. And it's like, this is so beautiful and help more people than ever before with their health. It's just like, this is how it is. We just ask for it and we could get it. And so it's all playing out perfectly. And I'm so proud of you, Robin. And again, you just have to show up. And this lady, so let's talk a little about this lady too, that so she's a blessing. She came in and gave you contrast about, wow, She believes this, that it's her committee going on and on. Oh, I've been this way since I've been a girl. And there's no end to this, okay? To the unwanted, there's no end. To the wanted, there's no end too. And so we can have it. We get to choose. And so this lady actually helped you to strengthen your understanding of what that you are a creator and a co-creator with God. You ask, Father does the work, and you allow it in, and you receive it. And so with the lady that you were correct in, if you would have right then why she's in her committee and, you know, in her hell, if you will, in her battle, she has a battle, okay? And we all have been there where we have this battle and, oh, I can't do this. And I, you know, I don't get a break. And, you know, whatever word the committee is telling us, and we're listening to it. And that she would have just dug her heels in if you would have said, oh, that's really not true that, you know, you can't, she can't get that. But just ask. And so ask your higher power, ask God, show me a way to enlighten this woman. And to just open up the door, you just want to crack the door open, you know, just crack the door open to the wanted. That, you know what, you can do this. You are able to do this. And you will find a remarkable situation, words coming out of your mouth that you can't believe they weren't yours, if you will, because they were the divine, that will change this lady and awaken this lady to the magnificence of what all of us are awakened to now, is that we can call it the way that we want it, that we can think. We don't have to listen to this committee. And from the mountain climbing, isn't this great? You know, just thinking from the mountain climbing to, you know, this lady thinks she can't speak, that we have a Dua who is on it. You know, she initially, oh, she has a speech impediment, it's a child and everything. And now she's out talking to everybody, okay? And it all went away. And her kids were having that. And so I work with the kids too, and they don't have it anymore. It's all made up. And so why don't we just make it up the way we want to? And with fun and love and happiness and prosperity and abundance of everything. So I'm so proud of you, Robin, and it's just great. And you're an inspiration. And, you know, another way to help her is by you being the example and you getting a testimonial. And maybe, you know, you'll have the opportunity to sit next to her or whatever, and you do the testimonial. And yeah, it's really easy, you know. And so we can just, you know, show the people, just crack that door open a little and ask for the door to be cracked open to her enlightenment. And and God will deliver it for you, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Hank.
Yeah, you bet, Robin. Great. Other good news? Well, why don't we settle in here, and that Archangel Gabriel is a white light energy angel dust, is the master at communication. And he's asked to come in today and really help us to be really create these meaningful, deep relationships with other people, to make better connections with other people. And it all starts with this receiving and receiving the communication from others. And when I say others, it could be other people, but it also could be other beings, our angels. Like that small voice where we heard that, well, that small voice was telling me, you know, I don't have to be this way, but I did it. You know, Ashley mentioned, you know, that small voice. Yeah, it's a small voice. That's why we need to be quiet. We need to relax, be at ease, because the small voice of God, that quiet voice, can't be heard when the committee is chattering. So let's go there now. And so I would invite you to close your eyes. It's easier to go to the kingdom within. And let us breathe, and breathe deeply. Deep breath in, 5 seconds in. And 5 seconds out. And breathe in. Breathe in the breath of God. And let that beautiful breath cleanse you. And as you breathe out, release anything from today, anything unwanted in your thoughts and your feelings and your body. Just breathe it out. Breath actually means spirit, so breathe in spirit now. And then breathe out anything unlike spirit as you cleanse yourself and become pure. And continue to breathe so naturally and easily. And start at the top of your head and just relax the crown of your head. Relax your eyes. Relax your jaw. And just becoming more and more relaxed now. Relax your neck. Allow relaxation to flow down your shoulders, down your arms, right out your fingertips. You're just being filled with comfort now, with relaxation. Just feeling so divine, so at ease. Breathe in. And breathe out and relax your neck, relax your chest, your lungs. Go over to your beautiful heart. Oh, that beautiful heart. Just relax your heart. Put at ease the guards of your heart, the chains. Unlock the locks. Be free. It's nothing to be guarded about. As you now open up your heart wide, and just give your love to yourself and now to the world, to each other. Breathe in and breathe out and relax now your stomach. All of your organs, amazing, miraculous organs. Just incredible bodies that we have, incredible emotions we have, incredible mind that we have. We relax them all. We become meek because we want to allow that small voice in, the voice of God, the divine in. Relax your hips. Relax your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, all the way down to your feet. Breathe in relaxation now and put that breath all the way down to your feet. Oh, and you feel so soft now, so at ease. So gentle, so open, and so allowing to the divine. And we now call in Archangel Gabriel, the beautiful angel of communication. We invite your white light to circle into our minds, our thoughts. We invite your white energy to go into our emotions. Just make our emotions sparkle with communication, loving communication. And your angel dust now that we ask it, it just pours now in every pore of our body, in every cell of our body. We just love this, and we open up the crown now. And with your white light, we invite you in, Gabriel. Flow this liquid loving, communicative energy flowing into our essence, our thoughts, our emotions, and every cell of our body, every function, every organ. It's just filled with your beautiful, loving, white light. And oh, Divine One, you are now becoming this amazing angel of communication, that when anything, any being is communicating to you, that you not only listen, but you hear them. That it touches this communication from others, it touches your mind, it touches your heart, touches every cell in your body. With understanding, you are now the master at understanding as any being communicates to you. You have this amazing ability now to understand what others are communicating to you. And by this understanding, it automatically allows you to respond in the most angelic way, in a most understandable way, with the answers and the solutions that uplift everyone and everything that you communicate back to. So you now are the angel of receiving communication. Breathe in that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
Breathe in. And Archangel Gabriel, we ask you now to flow fully into us. And let us be the angels of communication as we communicate to others. And just allow us now that we have the perfect energy, the perfect vibration, and the response to understanding the communication from others. We have the perfect body language, perfect tone of voice, the perfect thoughts and the words that just flow angelically out from us to those that we are communicating with now and forevermore, that they not only listen, but they hear us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. That we touch their minds, we touch their hearts. They feel so good. They have such clarity from our communication to them. And together with them, we rise up and we begin to walk down the corridor of joy. And the doors of all of our dreams are opening up and now being experienced by ourselves and others that we communicate to. And it all starts with those beautiful feelings and those beautiful thoughts, because we are beautiful. Because we are the angels now of communication. You are filled with my white light, my white energy, with my white angel dust. You are the receiver in an angelic, most angelic way of receiving communication and then giving communication. This beautiful two-way road, this lighted path to our dreams. You now make such meaningful connections with yourself and with all others, with your loved ones, with your friends, with your clients, prospects, for everyone, because you are now lit up and white light, and they feel your white, divine, angelic light and energy flowing to and through them and all around them. And you are encircled now with this white light everywhere that you go. You are the angel of communication. Just breathe that in. Take a minute to absorb my love. Feel my presence. Hear my soft voice. See the brightness of my light within you, encircling through you and all around you now. You are an angel of communication. White light shall be with you forevermore now. Skip along your lighted path and enjoy the communication that you have with the divine and with all those that have walked before us, all those that walk with us now. The doors have been opened, the gates are open. Your angelic communication. And I now invite you back into the room, shining so brightly, each one of us, so beautiful, so divine. And come back comfortably into your chair, feeling so good, feeling on top of the world, because you have risen above the committee. And now I welcome you to welcome this new world, this new communication of you receiving and giving angelic communication as we open up our eyes and welcome this new life. And so it is. Ooh. How you feeling? I feel good. Do, 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 do. I had, when you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, when you're happy and you know it, when you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. All right, everybody, are you ready to be like children? Come to me as children and sing along. We got a good sing along. Joey, we can't wait for the dancing coming here, baby. And we like to laugh and have more fun. We like to laugh and have more fun. For we are the enlightened ones.
For we are the mighty one.
Communication is our new game.
Communication is our new game.
Connecting is our middle name. Uplifting others is our divine right.
Uplifting others is our divine right.
As we are guided by Gabriel's light.
As we are guided by Gabriel's light.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Yes.
So, any thoughts? What was that experience? Anybody want to share anything on Gabriel coming in? Did you feel his presence?
Very relaxing.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. It's all you need. Be relaxed, be in a state of allowing and allow it in. We've all asked for plenty of things for lifetimes. So all we need to do now is allow it in. So relax and invite these beautiful, loving energies of God's to take us to the promised land. And we just landed there. Congratulations. Love you all. You have a beautiful week, and now your week. Watch the communication. You will be amazed at how angelic you are and how people connect. And don't listen to the committee. I know I said this. Just flow with this, and you'll see you'll make more meaningful connections with others and with others. You and their dreams will come true. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Have a great
weekend. Thanks,
everybody. Yeah. Joey, appreciate it, everybody.